From NPR and WBUR, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. A lot of reaction pouring in today after President Obama's speech last night on immigration. In a few minutes, we'll hear from Republican Congressman Randy Weber of Texas.
We have already heard today from House Speaker John Boehner in a forceful and very brief press conference this morning in which he accused President Obama of damaging the presidency and deliberately sabotaging bipartisan immigration reform in Congress by announcing these executive actions to protect up to 5 million undocumented immigrants from deportation.
And the action by the president yesterday will only encourage more people to come here illegally and putting their lives at risk. We saw the humanitarian crisis at our border last summer, how horrific it was. Well, next summer, it could be worse.
President Obama signs his executive actions into law in Las Vegas later today. What exactly will they do? Let's bring in NPR's White House correspondent Scott Horsley. Hi, Scott.
Hi, good to be with you, Robin.
Well, good to be hearing from you because there is some confusion. Tick through how it will work, what the president is proposing. Which immigrants will qualify to avoid deportation?
Well, the president is going to grant temporary legal status to two broad groups of people. One is an expanded group of so-called dreamers, that is, people who were smuggled into the country illegally as children. You'll remember back in 2012, the president granted limited relief to dreamers, and he's going to now expand the eligible population for that, folks who might be a little bit older now or who arrived in the country a little bit later. That's about 300,000 additional people. The bigger group that are going to get relief through this executive action is the parents of either U.S. citizens or green card holders who have been in the country for at least 5 years. And the estimates of the Migration Policy Institute are that there's about 3.7 million people who would be eligible for temporary relief in that category.
Yeah. So the previous cutoff for the so-called Dreamers was 2007, but now it's been extended. If you've children were brought here between 2007 and 2010, they will be eligible for the program. You mentioned the parents of children born here, but what about the parents of Dreamers?
No, parents of Dreamers will not be covered. There had been some hope among Dreamers, those who have already gotten relief, but who are still worried that their parents could be subject to deportation, that maybe the White House would extend protection to them. But the president and his legal team concluded that that would not be on solid legal ground, and also politically it'd be sort of challenging. The argument for the Dreamers always was, well, they didn't have any choice to come here illegally. They just came as children. That's not true of their parents.
And who else will not be eligible for relief from deportation after the president's actions?
It's pretty much everyone else. You know, mm-hmm. So the two groups that will be protected through this are total about 4 million. There were about a million Dreamers already protected under the 2012 action. So that leaves another 6 million plus immigrants who've been living here illegally whose position is unchanged.
And Wall Street Journal is reporting no one who entered the country illegally after January 1st, 2014 will be eligible. So it's, you know, no one recently.
No, and in fact, another piece of the president's action is to give revised guidance to the folks responsible for enforcing the immigration laws and to reemphasize that priority should be given to deporting those who have arrived most recently. It's sort of a last-in, first-out push. And this is a policy that was stressed starting earlier this year when we had the wave of unaccompanied minors coming from Central America. By deporting those who've arrived most recently, the administration is really kind of hoping to get the word out in sending countries that this should in no way be construed as a magnet or a reason to come illegally to this country now.
Even though, as we heard, Speaker Boehner believes that it will be. So that's going to be the debate going forward. But what do these people who now have this option?
Even if it's not a legitimate magnet, there's always the possibility that it'll be misconstrued or there'll be misinformation spread by immigrant smugglers. That's sort of what we saw in Central America over the summer, spring and summer.
With the children. What do these people have to do?
Well, they have to affirmatively step forward. They have to sort of take themselves out of the shadows and put themselves on the government's radar. And that's, you know, something that they may be averse to doing until they're really confident that this is going to hold up. So they may want to wait and see, you know, what Republicans do and if this holds up. But then they have to go through a background check. They have to show that they, you know, haven't broken any laws. They have to get themselves right with the taxing authorities. There is a process that they have to go through. It's not sort of a blanket protection that that kicks in immediately. But after that lengthy process, they'll also be eligible to, in many cases, to get work permits.
But the president said they had to go in the back of the line for citizenship. This is not citizenship.
Well, and in fact, this doesn't put them in the line at all.
Yeah.
There is no path to citizenship or even path to permanent protection from deportation here. This is basically just a temporary reprieve from the threat of deportation.
And briefly, Scott, when you said, depending on what the Republicans do, what can they do?
Well, Speaker Boehner was pressed on that today, and he didn't offer any specifics of what they're going to do. They're certainly talking about trying to use their power of the purse to cut off funding for implementing this program, but that's a challenge. The agency that's primarily responsible here is self-funded through fees and doesn't rely on appropriations from Congress. And certainly Republicans are wary of really going to the mat on this and triggering a government shutdown. That kind of boomeranged on them last year, and they didn't come off looking very good.
Scott Horsley, White House correspondent for NPR. Thanks so much, Scott.
My pleasure.